The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm really thrilled right now to get to talk to Naomi Wolf. She has a book out called The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and the War Against the Human. Naomi, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
There's so much to say on this subject. You've recently been posting more information. For my audience members who would not be familiar with you or the book, give us a brief version of what you say in the book, and then we can get more specific.
Sure thing. So this book is a sequel, essentially, to a book I wrote in 2008 called The End of America, in which I warned that there could be a fascist coup in the United States. And sure enough, starting in 2020, The Bodies of Others argues that a fascist coup has taken place and that a handful of bad actors, and I must say I was kind of ahead of the general understanding that this is the case, you know, when I named them in the book, have colluded to wage war against humanity, essentially, in the guise of addressing a COVID pandemic. And these bad actors include Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I should say, the Wellcome Foundation, big tech companies, and China, the Chinese Communist Party, and that they kind of, with parallel agendas, not always aligned, but going in the same direction, have used the pandemic to seek to dissolve Western strengths, Western communities, Western civilization, and are especially targeting Western and especially American children. And they've been largely successful in disempowering human beings, empowering technology, empowering technocrats, empowering the tyrannical regime of the Chinese Communist Party that wants our demise. And since that book was published, I've also been overseeing a project via The War Room and Daily Clout, where a group of 3,500 experts, medical and scientific experts, have read through the Pfizer documents and issued reports. So to add to the argument of the book is the evidence that is mounting up through those reports that the mRNA injections are acting, in effect, as a bioweapon. So that is the...
Okay. I just have to interrupt you because there are people listening and they're, you know, they're going to check their radio sets because they're saying, what did I just hear? Folks... Naomi Wolf and I graduated in the class of 1984 at Yale University. In most of our lives, we've been on different ends of the political spectrum. But we and many, many others are seeing things that are nothing less than astonishing. And so if you initially want to dismiss it as a conspiracy theory, I certainly can't blame you because it's very difficult to believe that this kind of evil could have arisen in our time. However, it has, and we need to face it. So we need to be clear about what it is. So Naomi, when someone like you, who are a Rhodes scholar, says something like this, I know that the mainstream media, they simply cannot bear even to allow a modicum of credibility to these things. They just have to instantly put up the walls and dismiss you, marginalize you, try to cancel you, as they've done with me and others. But you've been really brave in this. And so when you make a statement like that, I just want to be clear what you said, that
sure,
you have experts that have looked at the Pfizer documents who are concluding something horrific, that the facts bear out the idea that we're talking about bioweapons. So get specific about that, because this is some people hearing this and it's just hard for them to take in. You understand?
Yeah, obviously it's a lot. I mean, I live with this every day, but I just want to note that, you know, as you mentioned, I'm extraordinarily highly credentialed in all of the with all of the establishment credentials. With you, we were classmates at Yale, as you mentioned. Then I was a Rhodes Scholar. Then I got a DPhil from the University of Oxford. I advised a presidential campaign. I advised a vice president. I've written 8 bestsellers. I've published in every major news outlet. I've had 4 columns. I could not be more credentialed. And it is the case that when I began reporting, as I always have done for 35 years, on significant women's health concerns that were being raised by the mRNA injections in June of last year, I was immediately deplatformed from Twitter and called a conspiracy theorist, and there was a kind of a global attack on my reputation. So I guess all I would say about that is it's turned out since that happened that it was both the White House, apparently, and the CDC colluding with Twitter to target me for an accurate tweet about women experiencing menstrual harms and to deplatform and smear me. All of this is just to say what I'm going to walk your viewers through is certainly very shocking. But I was right in that tweet. I've been right throughout my career. The end of America was prescient. All the things I predicted came true or are coming true. Everything I've warned people about since the pandemic began are literally coming true on the timeline that I've been warning them. So people should look at the evidence. Don't take my word for it. All of these reports, again, created by physicians, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab scientists, biological scientists, they're all up on the Daily Clout website with primary source documentation. So I guess the reason I'm being this kind of firm and clear about it is that time is short. There's a genocide underway. I don't say this rhetorically. I don't say it lightly. And every single thing I'm saying is abundantly backed up with primary source documentation. And it's the best possible primary source documentation because the Pfizer documents are internal records created by Pfizer, shared with the FDA, that both entities thought would never see the light of day. And a court order compelled them to be released. So you don't get more solid documentation than that. The evidence that this injection, the effect of it is to maim and kill and sterilize, is not my rhetorical narrative. It's right there in these documents that I've witnessed and that these 3,500 experts are working with.
Now, there are so many questions. First of all, I want to tell folks the title of the book is The Bodies of Others, The Bodies of Others by Naomi Wolf. Now, Naomi, so when you say that it was a court order that forced these revelations, these documents to come to light, so you and your team and so many experts can pour over them, have poured over them, and you find, let's be specific, when you say just extraordinary harms, you use the word genocide, let's get into that. What do you mean when you say that? Is this intentional? Is this semi-intentional? Is this collateral damage? What do you mean?
All right. Well, first I should give you the headlines, some of the headlines of the kind of damage that's documented, and then I can get to the question of intentionality. All right. And I guess before I dive into that, I also want to say about people being, you know, shocked and the media censoring this kind of information that my book, The Bodies of Others, points out that the media was purchased by the people who are benefiting from these injections and from the vaccine passports that they were meant to usher in. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, according to the Columbia Journalism Review and The Nation, flowed millions of dollars to buy up, essentially, the BBC, The Guardian, NPR, news outlets in the name of overcoming vaccine hesitancy. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is also invested in the vaccines and invested in the vaccine passports.
Okay, hang on. We're going to go to a break. Folks, we've got plenty more with Naomi Wolf. I cannot underscore the seriousness of what we're discussing. I simply cannot, folks. Share this interview with as many people as you can. The book is The Bodies of Others. We'll be right back.
I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds over it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every phone call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code ERIC. Special discounts available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Naomi Wolf about where we are in the world. This is utterly chilling stuff. It's so chilling that it's very difficult to process, but it's true. And it's not just right that we process it and face it, but it's our duty to our fellow men and women, and I would certainly say to God, to speak out because these things are happening. We can't look away. We don't have the right. We have a duty to face them and to speak up. So, Naomi, you were just sharing about how millions and millions of dollars were spent to get the media on the side of those pushing the vaccines, creating terms like vaccine hesitancy, to basically demonize anyone like you and me who would say, wait a minute, I don't think it's a good idea to take the vaccine. I think it's a very, very bad idea to take the vaccine. We were silenced. You were silenced. Just for having you on this program to discuss this, that's what YouTube used. They went back 2 months and found our interview and said, ah, that's strike three. And they wiped this program off of YouTube. And I say this just to let people know, folks, who would do that? What kind of people are we dealing with that are so afraid of these discussions that they would take those measures? And are you going to face this? Or are you just going to say, well, who cares? You better care, which is why I want to have this discussion, continue the discussion with Naomi. So Naomi, you're saying things that are difficult to comprehend, but let's just continue to go through it. You use the word genocide. And you said that the BBC and NPR and all of these others whom we would ordinarily trust on the basics, they reported that the Queen died, and we don't say, well,
they always lie. We just assume that that's their job, is to report on. But they have ceased to do that, and now we find out, you find out, that they were paid. But paid by whom?
Well, paid by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation directly in many, many cases. But also with the CARES Act, that was $1 billion of our taxpayer money, and millions of it went to buying up what were called trusted messengers, community groups, small news outlets, you know, local synagogues and churches. And, you know, I've got a filmmaker working on the Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, being influenced in this direction as well, buying up little arts organizations, you know, all the way down to the most local level, to speak with a unified voice, to exclude people who challenged the narrative that everyone had to be vaccinated. So a great deal of money has gone into basically buying up our civil society institutions and our media to suppress misinformation. And lastly, big tech is invested in these outcomes, and the Bodies of Others explains exactly how, and an America First legal FOIA, and also a subsequent lawsuit by the Attorney General of Missouri and the Attorney General of Louisiana showed, as I mentioned, that CDC and the White House were colluding directly with Twitter and Facebook to silence critics like me who were saying truthful things, and that's, well, that's unlawful. But the Bodies of Others explains how big tech companies benefit from lockdowns, benefit from driving people out of in-person spaces and onto digital platforms because they can't worship in person, they can't go to town halls in person, they can't be educated in person. The digitization of our public space through these policies has led to a 20% to 23% boost in net revenue for big tech companies. This is the world they want. So I map the collusion of all of these people, but my mapping that I did in the Bodies of Others, very abundantly documented, has been even more validated by these subsequent lawsuits at the highest levels that show the White House and CDC colluding with Twitter and Facebook, you know, clearly YouTube as well, which is owned by, I believe, Facebook, to silence people like you and me. And I just want to say thank you for talking to me, even though your channel was wiped off of YouTube when you had me on Telling the Truth the last time. That's the right thing to do at a time like this.
Well, you know, to quote the Book of Esther, we're here for such a time as this. This is it's just an honor to be used by God to speak the truth as we are able, while we're still able. And it's just a joy to have you on the program, because I want people who are listening to hear these things. They're not going to hear these things from any mainstream media outlet. It's despicable. Let's be clear. It's utterly despicable that people who once believed in journalism and facts and truth have sold their souls to the devil for a dollar, for whatever it is. It's genuinely despicable. And I don't know how they can live with themselves. And I hope that at some point, many of them will wake up and understand that they participated in promoting evil and harms to their fellow men and women. But when you talk about genocide, it's one thing if we talk about big pharma, they're greedy and they'll do anything, whether it's the tobacco companies of the past or whatever. They don't care if people die. They're making a lot of money. They've got their side of the story. But you're talking about things that are more insidious, more horrifying than that. You're talking about the communist Marxists in China and around the world who intentionally want to bring harm. Talk about that, because that's the tough. Sure. That's tougher to get our heads around.
Yes. Well, here's what's happening. The Pfizer documents show just massive general harm, and then I'm going to speak to the harms directed at reproduction. Massive general harms include that they knew, right? It's not like they rolled it out, they saw that 1,200 people died, and then they stopped immediately. They saw that 1,200 people died in the first 3 months. Four of them died on the day they were injected, and they kept going. They knew in the Pfizer documents that 35 teenagers developed myocarditis a week after being injected with the mRNA vaccine, and they kept going. And the FDA gave them an emergency use authorization for teenagers the following month. And parents were not informed of the myocarditis risk till 4 months later, by the government. Pfizer knew that the vaccines didn't work. 1 month after rollout in November of 2020, they found failure of efficacy and waning efficacy. And the third most common side effect in the Pfizer documents of getting the injection is COVID. So they knew from the start that they didn't work. And yet we weren't told that there was waning efficacy till April of the following year through an Israeli study. And, you know, just in time for the boosters, and then the second booster, the third booster. Pfizer knew that there was such a flood of adverse events that they had to hire 2,400 full-time staff just to process the paperwork from the flood of adverse events. They knew that, I mean, what's really scary about the injections is that they can damage you more based on brand or something as simple as room temperature, what temperature they are, in the sense that Moderna is more than three times more lethal than Pfizer, according to the Pfizer documents. They pulled the 100 microgram dose, which is Moderna's dose, in the Pfizer document tests due to the reactogenicity, which is their word. But they didn't tell people who'd had the Moderna shot, you know, that it was too high, that it was causing problems. So people just got the second shot and the third shot, like my mom, who got myocarditis, or I'm sorry, heart damage after she had a Moderna shot. The Pfizer documents show that the lipid nanoparticles solidify at room temperature. They have to be kept very chilled. So that means that you can harm someone if the instructions are wrong on the label. And some of the batches went out with errors on the label saying you can leave this out for 12 hours instead of 2 hours, which is the limit you can leave it out. But fast forward, there are 43,000 adverse events that they found within 3 months. These include damage, not just the murders, but damage at a massive scale and things that people are suffering from that they don't realize is due to the vaccine. And their doctors are being threatened with being delicensed if they tell them, like joint pain. I know so many healthy young people who are really crippled now who have arthritis-like symptoms. Myalgia is the second most common. I know healthy middle-aged people who have a muscle pain so severe they have no quality of life anymore. Scales, you know, thousands of blood problems, blood clots, lung clots, leg clots, hemorrhages, thrombocytopenia, thousands of brain problems, strokes, so many kinds of heart attacks, encephalies, so many neurological events. But now I'm going to fast forward. So these are horrifically damaging, and they knew, and they kept going. Now I'm going to fast forward, and the CDC didn't tell you any of this, right? There are like four side effects they admit to. Fever, chills, you know, you may feel fatigued. The CDC and the FDA simply lied about so many things. Oh, pardon me, Google owns Facebook, right? So
hang on, this is a cliffhanger, folks. Gonna go to a break. Plenty more. We'll be right back with Naomi Wolf. The book is The Bodies of Others.
Every part of you was in your song. Now we will carry on.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Is the government the best mechanism for fighting poverty? Are there any real-life examples of communities successfully combating addiction and homelessness today? How can we best deliver hope to our nation? Those questions get answered September 23rd on SalemNow.com in an inspiring new motion picture from Kingstone Studios based on a true story. In No Vacancy, a demoted journalist finds her cynicism slowly transformed as she befriends a recovering addict while working a story about a church struggling to purchase a motel for homeless families. No Vacancy, starring Dean Cain, T.C. Stallings, and Sean Young, is based on the true story of First Baptist Leesburg, Florida, and a real location, the Samaritan Inn. Movie reviewers are saying movies like this bring purpose to the big screen, well-produced, and the acting is tops. Enough cannot be said about how incredible this true story is, and this film does it justice. Pre-order it September 19th at SalemNow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, September 23rd at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Naomi Wolf. The book is The Bodies of Others. Naomi, you were just about to make a big point. We went to a break. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So in addition to all these horrific, I mean, just ruining human beings, and recent data has shown that disabilities, this is Ed Dowd, the former BlackRock hedge fund manager, has shown that disabilities are up catastrophically among working age Americans, and if you've seen the Pfizer documents, you know exactly why. But let's fast forward to what's most disturbing to me. What's most disturbing to me is in the Pfizer documents, and we now have about 10 reports about this by our experts, there's a 360-degree attack on human reproduction, and it's highly intentional. So it's everything from we were assured that the lipid nanoparticles, which are an industrial fat covered in polyethylene glycol, which is a petroleum byproduct, right? That's in the mRNA injections. We were told by all the spokespeople that they stay in the injection site, but that's a lie. And Dr. Robert Chandler, a very distinguished volunteer of ours who has treated the Lakers and the Angels, he's a sports medicine expert, he's a peer reviewer, he found from the Pfizer documents that these materials leave the injection site and go to every organ in your body within 15 minutes. But they accumulate in certain organs. And it's not just the lipid nanoparticles. It's the spike protein, which is toxic, and the mRNA. They accumulate in your spleen, your adrenals, your liver. But if you're a woman, they accumulate in your ovaries. And what's so disturbing, remember, I was deplatformed a year ago and attacked globally for accurately saying that women were having horrible problems with their menstrual cycles. Well, these industrial fats covered in a petroleum byproduct are lodging in the ovaries. But Dr. Chandler found that they accumulate in the ovaries like that, but they don't have a mechanism to leave the body that he could see, not in the Pfizer documents, which means the first injection, they accumulate. The second injection, remember the primary course is two injections, they accumulate more. Then your first booster, even more lipid fatty, you know, hard fats coated in petroleum are lodging in your ovaries. And with the second booster, even more, and so on. And the ovaries are not just regulating women's hormones and regulating the menses. The ovaries have the ova, and you only have so many eggs that you're born with if you're a woman. And as Dr. James Thorpe, a fetal maternal medicine specialist, said, we don't even know if those eggs are going to survive at this point, if they're so packed with lipid nanoparticles. Well, let me go on. The lipid nanoparticles are designed to cross every membrane in the human body. So they cross the blood-brain barrier, which could explain the brain changes that a lot of people are noticing in vaccinated people. But leaving that aside, we were told, sworn, pregnant women should get the injection because the injection cannot cross the placenta. That was a lie, and they knew it. The injection, the lipid materials cross the placenta, and they enter the fetal environment. And there they are causing problems for fetuses and for pregnant women. Dr. Jim Thorpe showed an ultrasound that he sees frequently of this netting of calcifications around the placenta and even a blood clot. And the calcifications are caused, he believes, by the inflammation from the lipid nanoparticles. But that placenta is compromised. And so midwives and nurses say that they're delivering babies early from vaccinated mothers because the placentas can't support delivering a baby at full term. Dr. Thorpe is seeing, and we're seeing this around the world, compromised babies of vaccinated moms, babies born with chromosomal abnormalities, with fetal abnormalities.
Now, how can a chromosomal abnormality be the result of something like that? I mean, that is an astonishing thing that you just said. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, I'm quoting Dr. Thorpe. We don't see these in the Pfizer documents. I haven't seen a report about this. This is what he says. But one of our reports does show, and this has become accepted, that we were told that these injections don't affect your DNA, but they do affect your DNA. That's in Pfizer documents.
I want to continue along this line, but just have to ask in the middle of it. So are you saying that some of this was intended by someone, and if so, by whom?
I mean, I'll skip ahead if you like, but I do need to note, if I may, that there's a baby die-off now in vaccinated countries, a doubling of the neonatal deaths in Scotland, 34% up in one part of Israel, and 86 babies dead when usually they have five or six in Ontario, according to a doctor there. And Igor Chudov has documented a global drop in birth rates. I could go on and on with the horrors around the reduction.
I want you to. I'm just interrupting just parenthetically to ask who in the world could be behind these things and why.
I will tell you exactly, because I found out exactly who. So my original research found that these BioNTech injections, which is a subsidiary of Pfizer that makes the mRNA vaccines, have a memorandum of understanding with Fosun Pharmaceutical in Shanghai, which is owned by the Chinese Communist Party, and which in turn owns a big chunk of Sinopharm, which is the Chinese Communist Party's state pharmaceutical entity. Fosun Pharma created 1 billion doses. They're not using this injection in China, so where were those doses going to go? I suspected where they were going to go, but then I confirmed it. Fosun Pharma opened 2 manufacturing plants and distribution plants in the United States in 2021. Fosun Pharma USA in Boston, Massachusetts, and in Princeton, New Jersey. So now in 2021, also the SEC filing shows a tech transfer 100% complete from BioNTech to China.
Hang on, folks, we've got much more. This is vitally important. We'll be back with Naomi Wolf.
The one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. That's you. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're now all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer, because there's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057 now and use the promo code ERIC, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code ERIC. This offer will not last very long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Hey there, folks. Talking to Naomi Wolf. So, Naomi, just to focus the point here, you're suggesting that the Chinese communists intended to harm and kill non-Chinese through these vaccines. Yes or no?
Well, I'm a reporter, so I don't jump ahead of the evidence, right? So what I'm telling you that I know is that these injections are now, the IP has been 100% transferred. The SEC filing of 2021 says the IP of these injections of BioNTech, meaning Pfizer, are transferred to China. It doesn't say a Chinese individual. It doesn't say a Chinese company. It says to China, the country of China. So now in 2022, if you get a Pfizer injection, you're getting an injection that is overseen, manufactured, and distributed under the ownership of China, which is our existential adversary and a totalitarian regime that kills its own people, harvests organs from its own people. So that I know. And I also know that there are catastrophic levels of harm in the Pfizer documents, particularly, and I didn't even finish the evidence, but I can go back to it.
Please
particularly
do.
Particularly in sterilizing the next generation and unmanning them in particular. And I can get to that if you like. But the final piece of evidence that's very important is of the table, the database of adverse events in the Pfizer documents, the overwhelming majority are in North America, and the next biggest tranche are in Western Europe, in descending order of importance politically of those countries, Great Britain, France, then Italy, Spain, Greece, and so on. And of all the other 50-plus countries this injection was rolled out, there were only 7,000 adverse events. So so basically, I'm telling you as a reporter, we have China owning the IP. We have China in alliance with the World Economic Forum, in alliance with Bill Gates, in alliance with big tech. All of these guys are invested in this injection. The WEF has said, you know, they want to, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has a long history of wanting to control reproduction, wanting to, investing in finding out ways, new technologies to control reproduction. But we know that China is our adversary, and we have this disproportionate impact of these adverse events and the sterilization on Western Europe and North America. So, again, I'm a journalist. I don't have a letter from Xi Jinping saying, you know, I want to take out North America and Western Europe by these injections. But I am a political consultant. I see the world through a geopolitical lens. I'm married to someone who spent 12 years in military intelligence who would inform me about the importance of China and China's intention of, you know, mastering the world and becoming the world's hegemon through medical hegemony, essentially, of the rest of the world and genetic hegemony. And so I think there's more investigation that needs to be done. But all the evidence to me, especially with reproductive harms and the studying of how to mess up reproduction, really, how to mess up men, how to mess up women, it suggests that this is a bioweapon.
Okay. It suggests to you that it's a bioweapon. And from what I have heard, it suggests to me that it's a bioweapon. Who is talking about this? Because if this is true or possibly true, it seems true. But even if it's just possibly true, it would seem to me that anyone with a half a soul would say, we need to talk about this. Nothing is more important than that. Who is daring to talk about this?
Well, Eric, you are. I'm holding up one hand because that's how many people are daring to talk about it with a national platform. You are. I think that Tucker Carlson is. Steve Bannon has been relentless in offering me a platform. And, you know, half of my volunteers come from his supporters, his audience. He's been an absolute staunch supporter of this discussion. A handful of other podcasts. And otherwise, all the people I've written for 35 years, it's crickets. This should be front page news on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. And it's not as if anyone has undone or proved wrong the work of these these volunteers. They, you know, these reports stand. They are unassailable, but they're not being reported on. This biggest story, probably of humanity, is not being reported on. And let me just add to that. You said that people have a hard time wrapping their brains around this, and I get that. But as you know, I'm Jewish, and I'm the granddaughter of a woman who lost 9 brothers and sisters in the Holocaust. And today's Rosh Hashanah, and you know, in our religion, you can the only thing you can do to break the observance of a holy day is save a life. You're supposed to break the observance of Sabbath or a holy day in order to save a life. So I personally feel that I know that talking to you is saving lives, right? Why are the rest of them silent? I mean, I guess what I would say is, I think that your work on Nazi Germany is very important to reread right now. You know, we've talked about this before. The history of Nazi Germany is very important to think about right now because we're seeing the exact same mechanism. You know, the bought off Nazi newspapers didn't cover people being loaded onto cattle cars. The bought off celebrities and publishers didn't, but also the bought off doctors. I mean, the Nazi regime established itself even before 1933 in exactly the same way by buying off. And there are two great books, Racial Hygiene is one of them, and The Nazi Doctors is the title of the other. They bought off professional organizations exactly like they're doing now, the AMA. And, you know, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology is not saying a word about this. They're continuing to inject women and threatening, you know, doctors who might say to their pregnant patients, wait and see, it's not safe enough. They're threatening them with delicensing. So basically a massive crime is underway. And at this point, I think a lot of people are silent because they're scared. A lot of people in the media are silent.
Hang on, Naomi, because I just want to continue along these lines with you in hour two. There's nothing more important than this. And it's what I wrote about in my slim new book, Letter to the American Church. Exactly all of this happened before. And the church in Germany was silent. That's the biggest concern. Everybody else was silent, but they were silent. We're being silent today, and it's happening now, and we can no longer be silent. There's nothing more important than this. We'll be back with Naomi Wolf. Hey there, folks. In these crazy times, people constantly ask me, what can I do? What can I do? Well, here's one thing you can do. You can help our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. These guys are heroes. In fact, I wanted to have Tyson Langhofer. He's a senior counsel at ADF and director of the Center for Academic Freedom at ADF to talk to us about something they're working on now. So you get some sense of what these heroes at ADF are doing. Tyson Langhofer, who is currently in Loudoun County, Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You tell us about the case of Pam Ricard. This is just so classic. I mean, the evils that people are dealing with, that parents are having to deal with schools effectively telling them, we can do what we want with your kids. We don't need your permission. I mean, this is as un-American as anything imaginable. It's happening now, and you guys at ADF are dealing with it. You're fighting the battle. So tell us about the case of Pam Ricard.
Yeah, sure. So Pam's a middle school math teacher in Junction City, Kansas. And a year ago, Pam was forced to use pronouns of students at their request. And she said, look, I'll be happy to use their name, but I just don't want to lie to the students. But on top of that, the school told her that, she had to use the legal name and biological pronoun when communicating with parents. But yet when the students, you use the preferred name. And
So what you're saying is she had to participate as a teacher. She was being told to deceive the parents. This is what she was being told to do.
And, absolutely.
I mean, I just want to be clear. This is amazing, folks. Do you hear what is going on out there, that teachers are being instructed that your job is to deceive the parents of the kid who pays the taxes for this school? I mean, this is unbelievable. So she came to ADF.
She did. And, you know, they had suspended her. They reinstated her after 3 days. She's back. She came to us. We filed a lawsuit. And earlier this year, we had a hearing with the judge. And thankfully, the judge agreed with us. And the judge enjoined the school district, entered an order, said, look, you cannot force teachers to deceive parents. Whether you like it or not, parents have a constitutional right to participate in the education and the upbringing of their children. And they got a right to know what their child is being called at school. And if their child is being participating in this social transition, they have the right to know that. And thankfully, the court agreed with us. And after she entered that order, the school district agreed to settle the case and change its policy. So now teachers are not forced to lie to the parents about, what's going on with their child at school.
It's just hard for many of us to believe that this is really happening in America. And what state was this?
This was in Kansas, in rural Kansas.
Okay, there you go. Could it be more preposterous? This is Kansas, not California, not New York, not Massachusetts. This is in Kansas that you have a school telling a teacher that either she gets with the program and lies to the parents or is in trouble. And so when that happens, where do you turn, folks? Where do you turn? Well, this woman turned to the Alliance Defending Freedom. You've heard me talk about them many times on this program, and I want to be blunt. I am asking you to help them today. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. Please, folks. People say, what can I do? You can help. You can help. MetaxasTalk.com, or there's a phone number, 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333, or again, just go to MetaxasTalk.com and see the banner for ADF.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.